Strange Tales.
RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales, thanks for joining me this Sunday. We'll hear this time from the Columbia Workshop, a series that aired over CBS Radio for 370 episodes between 1936 and 1947. Our story today is from January 25th, 1942. It's titled The Man Without a Shadow.
Today's Columbia Workshop presentation captures completely the flavor of Old World Theater. Werner Michel has written this play in a style that characterized the original Peter Schlemihl legends. It has a bitter chocolate Central European flavor. It even has an old-fashioned, completely explanatory title, The Man Without a Shadow. Alexander Semler, in composing the music, has done his job in the same conscious manner, using the orchestra with a kind of gaunt good humor. Now let's play it as it might have been played in happier days, at Salzburg, or in the Vienna, broadly with old-fashioned inflections and with...
We're on the air, Mr. Bander.
As if I didn't know. Music, maestro.
Schneider, do you have mail for me?
Let me see, mademoiselle. Here's one for your father, and this is for Anna, and... Oh, I'm sorry. That is all for today. Oh. Maybe tomorrow. Good morning, mademoiselle.
Maybe tomorrow. Why doesn't he write? He doesn't love me. I would give anything for a loving word from him. I'd sell my soul to the devil.
So you want to sell me your soul? Very well, mademoiselle. Let's talk the matter over.
Now, take this medicine, Baron. This will help you.
Go away. You will never leave me for my pains, you crack. Before I take any medicine that you have concocted, I would rather sell my soul to the devil.
Why does everybody in this town want to sell me his soul? I don't doubt, Baron, that you have a very aristocratic one. Perhaps you would go in for another swap? Let's discuss the matter.
I sent you to the market to sell the eggs. That is the money.
I couldn't sell them, wife.
You couldn't sell them. Why not?
I dropped them.
Oh, I am a punishment, a creature like you. If I could get rid of you, I would sell my soul to the devil.
Now, look, madame. I have all the sympathy in the world for you, but I won't buy any more souls. My cold storage is crammed with them, and it's a bad season for souls anyway. I'm sure you have many other things which I might like to acquire. Let's talk it over, if you don't mind.
Such was the situation in the town of A, we cannot divulge its full name, of course, for very obvious reasons, when Peter Schlemihl arrived. He had heard that strange things were going on there, that many people got rich overnight for quite unknown and strange reasons. Peter Schlemihl had set out from home to become rich without too much trouble, and so the town of A seemed to be just the right place for him. It was a fine, sunny morning in the year 1829 when Peter stepped from a proud sailing ship. Now he was standing in the midst of the hurly-burly of the town's busy port.
Excuse me. My name is Peter Schlemiel. Could you...
Don't you see I'm busy?
Pardon my interrupting. My name is...
Party one, stranger.
My name is Peter Schlemiel.
What of it? Move on, lad. I don't need anyone.
Pardon me, young man. I've been watching you. You seem to seek some information. Can I be of service?
Oh, I'd be very obliged.
Just tell me what you wish. My name is Monsieur X.
Monsieur X? A peculiar name.
I am sometimes referred to as the unknown quantity.
I am plain Peter Schlemiel. Schlemiel with an S-C-H. And am in search of a modest inn.
Come with me. I'll be happy to show you to one. How do you like our city?
I've made up my mind to like it in spite of the silly tales they tell of it.
I know. Pay no attention to them. It's just foreign propaganda.
I guess you are right. The devil wouldn't like it here. The sun shines too brightly.
Very bright, indeed. I wonder how... I mean, excuse me, it's a little hard to put. I hope you won't mind. I should very much like to ask you a great favor.
But, sir, what could a poor wretch like I do?
During the short time I have had the honor of finding myself in your company, I sincerely admired how you cast the most exquisite shadow.
Shadow?
Really, I never saw anything like it before. It must be one of the finest quality.
Are there differences between shadows? I must confess, I never noticed mine before.
A very human oversight. Stop for a moment and look at your feet.
It looks like an ordinary shadow to me.
Then perhaps you would be willing to dispose of it?
But who would buy another man's shadow?
I.
You?
Collecting shadows is a kind of hobby of mine. And as you feel yours has no special importance for you, you might be inclined to sell it to me.
Well,
I have many things in my pocket which would be of great value to you. May I touch your shadow just for a second?
Will I?
I knew it. A rare piece. Beautiful material.
But, sir, I don't understand how...
Oh, don't worry about the technical procedure. Just give me your permission to pick up this wonderful shadow and to put it into my collection. In return, to show my appreciation, I will give you the choice of all the precious things I carry with me. The cloak of invisibility, this golden key, the only open sesame. Wait. I have it. Here we are. Fortuna's inexhaustible bag of gold. Second hand, but just repaired with the guarantee for eternity. Look.
Gold. Fortuna's bag of gold. Wait. No. This is magic.
Oh, you can't change your mind now. You said the words Fortuna's bag of gold. Just a second. Stand still so that I may roll up your shadow. Gently. We mustn't tear it. There we are.
Amazing.
Oh, I know. This infernal scent of sulfur. I can't get rid of it. Here is your bag of gold. Just name the amount of florins you want. Open the bag, and there you are. Here. Try it.
See.
The bargain is sealed. By the way, it works for foreign currency as well.
Monsieur X, where are you? He's gone. I must try my bag. 5 florins. 7. 9. 20. 100. It's true. It's inexhaustible. And all this for a worthless shadow. I'm rich.
What is this, Grandmother?
This is St. Martin's Shrine, Lisette. One of the oldest.
Excuse me, little girl. Would you mind stepping aside a bit? Your shadow falls right across the Madonna's face.
Do as you are told, Lisette.
What is the man doing, Grandmother?
I'm a painter, and I'm painting the shrine. There, take a look at the canvas. You like it?
Excuse me, monsieur. My name is Peter...
Please, monsieur. Move over a few steps. If you come closer, your shadow...
But look, Grandmother. The stranger has no shadow.
Lisette, do they sin to say such a thing? The child is right. He has no shadow.
What did you say?
Let me explain to you, madam.
Go away. Go away. Don't come near the child.
But, madam, what is going on here?
See the man there? He has no shadow.
He has no what?
A man without a shadow.
Let's follow him.
Yes, he might be dangerous.
Well, let's tell him now. We have a man without a shadow. Neighbor, come out quick. There's a man across the street who has no shadow.
What are you saying?
It must be a magician from the circus. Wait for me. Hey, Papa, come out quick. There's a man without the shadow at the corner.
What? I bet the devil has his fingers in that pie. Wait, I'm coming.
Hey, come back, you. Finish saving me, Papa.
Grandpa?
Nonsense. There is no such thing. Well, my glasses.
Knock me down, child. You're right. He has no shadow.
And what's in the brightest sunshine?
Hold him! Hold him! Hey, Hushman! Hushman! Hey!
Where to, sir?
The best hotel in town. And hurry.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, sir. Welcome to my modest hotel.
Host, do you have a dark room?
My dear sir, my house is famous for its bright and airy rooms.
I am not interested in your bright rooms. I want a dark room. Do you have any?
A dark room?
Yes.
Now, let me see. Oh, why, certainly, sir. I have just what you want, a beauty. Only for special guests. It's 200 florins a month.
I'll take it.
And pay 200 florins for it?
Here is the money.
These foreigners are mad. Follow me, sir. The room is just across the courtyard, over the stable. Quite private.
Across the yard?
Yes.
Give me the key. I'll find it myself.
Very well, sir.
Now listen. Nobody is to be allowed to enter my room without my permission. Understand?
Yes.
I'll be working during the day and don't want to be disturbed.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I need a servant.
I shall get you one, sir.
How much does he weigh? I'm
very sorry, sir. I know his name, but we never discussed his weight, really.
Is he heavier than I?
I don't think so, sir.
Then I cannot use him. Get me one who weighs at least 300 pounds.
300 pounds?
You see, my eyes cannot stand the sunlight. Hmm. So I need a fat servant who can walk in front of me to keep the sun out of my eyes.
An umbrella would not do, I suppose.
No, it would not.
I understand. I think I know the man for you. His name is Spindle. I shall send him right up to your room. Here's the key. What sort of people do they let into our town nowadays? 200 florins for a maid's room.
Madeline, where are your daughter?
Wife, don't disturb them. She's out in the garden with Monsieur Schlemiel.
At this time of night and in the rain?
When one is young and romantic, rain and time doesn't matter.
Romance. But she just met the man a few hours ago.
Oh, but a rich son-in-law wouldn't be bad.
Rich. Rich indeed. How do you know he is so rich?
His servant squanders money like water, as if his master had inexhaustible riches.
And you have squandered money like water. Buying exotic foods and a new dress for Madeline to embrace him.
Wife, I'm surprised at you. What of our duty toward our daughter? She's almost 18 and not yet married. We should begin to look for a suitable husband for her.
And what of our daughter's happiness?
If she's rich, she'll be happy. Shh, stop chattering. I hear them coming. Ah, here you are. Have you been showing Monsieur Schlemiel our modest garden, my child?
Oh, are we wet? Oh, it's wonderful walking in the rain. Is it not, Monsieur Schlemiel?
Give me your coat, both of you. You are so...
Warm yourself, monsieur. Come here to the fire.
Fire? No, thank you. I'm quite all right. You know, sir, I feel almost like home.
We hope to see you here much oftener from now on. I'm sure Madeline agrees with me, don't you, darling?
Of course, Father.
Play something for our guest, Madeline.
Oh, Father, please.
Oh, do.
Well, this is my favorite song.
Bendel, what shall I do? I'm deeply in love with Madeline.
Oh?
I want to marry her. But how could I? I would make her unhappy despite all my wealth.
Oh, no, no.
I couldn't stroll with her arm in arm through the sun.
Why not, Master?
She has a husband without a shadow, people would whisper. No, Bendel, I am doomed to spend the rest of my life alone, shut up in darkness.
Perhaps you could find Monsieur Exon. Buy your shadow back.
I don't dare venture into the sun to look for him. The townspeople would stone me.
Send me, Master, send me. I will find Monsieur X for you.
Bendel, you are more than a faithful servant. You are a true friend. Here, take this gold and seek him in every corner of the town.
But how will I know him, Master?
Monsieur X is tall, elegantly dressed in a black coat. His manners are winning, his face bold. Oh, yes. He has a slight limp in his left foot.
Left foot?
Yes.
I'll find him, Master. I'll find him. Be of good cheer. Butcher, is there a Monsieur X among your customers?
Never heard of him.
Taylor, do you know a man by the name of Monsieur X?
Do I know him? He played the lover to my daughter, the rascal.
Jailer, do you happen to know a man named Monsieur X?
In our business, there are only Monsieur X.
He is well dressed.
Ah, Monsieur X, all dress alike.
Hey, barmaid.
Huh?
You know a Monsieur X?
Oh, sure, he is a regular customer in this town.
I think the gentleman is looking for me.
Monsieur X, I finally found you.
One moment. Look deeply into my eyes. You are forgetting your errand. You will not remember who I am and what I'm going to tell you until I leave the tavern. You have forgotten.
Yes. Yes. I have forgotten.
Now, then, you may tell Monsieur Peter Schlemihl the West Wind has invited me to join him on a cruise across the seas. But 1 year hence, I'll have the honor of calling on him and suggesting another little deal which may be of interest to him. Assure your master of my deepest respect and gratitude. Farewell.
What is this odor? Sulfur.
Sir! Sir, wake up!
What happened?
You look as if you had seen the devil one himself. Want some schnapps?
No, thank you. It was he. He's gone. And my master wanted to see him. How long do I still have to wait until Monsieur X comes?
3 months and 7 days, Master.
I'm punished enough for my greed. I was happy when I was poor.
Patience, Master, patience.
With all my wealth, I'll not be able to marry Madeline. I love her. I love her. 3 more days and Monsieur X will come and I'll see the sun again.
Yes, Master.
Bendel.
Yes.
Go to the jeweler and have him send the most beautiful bracelet he has in his shop to Madeline.
sent me is exquisite.
I am glad you liked it.
Ah, wait till you see it sparkling in the moonlight.
Madeline, it's getting chilly. Shouldn't we go into the house?
Oh, let's wait. I love the garden in the moonlight. I am divinely happy. Are you?
If I could spend my life with you, I'd be the happiest man on earth. Madeline, listen to me and trust me. There is a secret between us. I can't tell you now, but within 3 days, my fate will be decided.
I trust you, Peter, and I'll wait. But even if you are miserable, bind me to your misery that I may help you bear it.
Darling.
Madeline, where are you?
Here we are.
Ah, good evening, my dear Peter.
Good evening, sir. Isn't it a lovely evening?
Indeed it is. Monsieur, could I have a few words with you alone?
Certainly, my boy. Come, can we walk through the orchard?
Sir, I love your daughter. I want to marry her. In 3 days, I will ask for her hand.
In 3 days? Well, you may ask me in 3 days, but you can have my answer now.
Thank you. Here, where I fell in love, I want to live for the rest of my life. I plan to buy the finest estate in the neighborhood for our home.
Peter, Father, have you finished with your business? The moon will be out any minute. Let us have some refreshments here in the garden.
The moon. I must go.
But Peter, why are you so rushed? Won't you say good night to me?
Yes, yes. Oh, good night, Madeline. Good night, madam. Good night, sir.
Peter, look how beautiful the moon arises from behind the tree.
Please, Madeline, I must go.
Now I know why he only came at night. He is the man. But I was shadow.
Two more days and Monsieur X will come.
And take the curse from me.
One more day and Monsieur X will come.
And bring my shadow back.
Two more hours and Monsieur X will come.
And I'll have paid for my greediness.
Where is Monsieur X?
He must be near.
Where is Monsieur X?
He should be here. He didn't come. He didn't come. And Madeline is waiting. Bendel, it's all over.
Who is it?
It's me, Delangelo. I want to see Monsieur Flamir.
Monsieur is working. You know very well you can't see him during the day. Now go away.
Open the door, or I'll break it down.
What do you want, lout?
Good morning, Monsieur. The sun shines so beautifully in the courtyard. Suppose we go down.
How dare an insignificant innkeeper speak?
An insignificant innkeeper may be an honest man who does not like shadowless customers under his roof.
Host, what gave you this amazing idea?
Monsieur Schlemiel, there are people who assert you have no shadow. And I am not so sure myself. So, show me your shadow, or the father of a certain young lady will hear about it.
Good morning, sir. You remember the appointment we made 3 days ago?
Monsieur Schlemiel, I just realized it is the first time that I've seen you in the daylight. It's too cool to sit in the shadows. Let's move our chairs over there, into the sun.
Just as you wish, sir.
This morning, I heard a very peculiar story. There is a man who hasn't any shadow. Have you ever heard of him?
Why don't you say it? You know it is I.
You pretend to love my daughter, but you didn't hesitate to cheat Madeline, her mother, and myself. You brought her misery and despair. The poor child lies in her room and weeps.
It's only a shadow that stands between us. And things that get lost are sometimes found again.
There are others who want to marry my daughter as well as you, Monsieur Schlemiel. I'm her father and must look after her best interests. I'll give you 3 days, during which time you may try to get your shadow back. If you don't, Madeline weds another. Good day, sir.
What is the time, Bendel?
Almost noon. It's no use sitting around in your room waiting for Monsieur X.
I have given up waiting. He won't come anymore. Today, Madeline will marry another. Build a fire. I feel chilly.
Very well, sir.
I never thought much of Monsieur X. But people of his kind usually make their appearances on time.
There. Now you'll feel warm in a moment. My, what a flame the wood makes. Master, come here. Look into the fireplace. Something's moving in it.
What is it? I smell sulfur.
Hooray, this is Monsieur X.
Monsieur X?
You should be more careful. I brought your shadow with me. It almost caught fire. My dear Bender, I am on time. After I gave you the message, you swooned for 3 days. That's why you thought I was late.
Bender, will you leave us alone?
I'll wait outside.
We mustn't lose a minute. Your shadow is at your disposal. Take it and go to Madeline.
Here is your hateful bag of gold. Take it back. It has brought me nothing but misery.
Oh, I wouldn't think of taking Fortuna's bag from you. All I want is a small souvenir. Here, just sign this scrap of paper.
What is it? Let me see it. By virtue of my signature affixed hereunder, I bequeath to the bearer of this agreement my soul after its natural separation from the body.
Who are you, Monsieur X? What has my identity to do with it? I am just a poor devil. Now sign.
I won't sign this.
No? And why not?
I don't think it would be a good bargain to sell you my soul to regain my shadow.
So? May I ask what kind of a thing is your soul? Have you ever seen it? And what are you going to do with it once you are dead? You should be happy that somebody pays you for it while you're alive. And pays very well, too.
You will not get my soul.
I'm sorry that you are so stubborn. It was only a friendly offer. Well, you may be assured that your shadow is very well looked after and will show no moth holes if you ever wish to make the trade some other time. And now, if you will stand away from the fireplace, I'll leave the way I came.
Go and take Fortuna's bag with you.
Oh! Oh, what have you done? Throw the bag into the fire. I have no power over
unselfish
fool.
Oh. Master, what happened?
He's disappeared again. I'm lost.
What an awful smell of sulfur.
Open the window. Let the sun in. I can hide no longer.
There, at your feet.
It's true. My shadow. I have my shadow back. Hurry, Bendel. Hurry. We have to prevent a marriage.
And this is the miraculous tale of Peter Schlemihl. The Columbia Workshop has just presented The Man Without a Shadow, a radio play by Werner Michel. Charles Vanda directed, and its featured guest was Loreen Tuttle, Hollywood's outstanding radio actress. Incidentally, Miss Tuttle played all the female parts in tonight's Columbia Workshop, 7 roles there were. Ted Osborne played the part of Mr. X. John Gibson was Peter Schlemihl. And others in the cast included Ivan Triasoff, Walter Slazak, Maurice Tarplin, Rolf Zidane, Harold Dylanforth, Guy Repp, Geza Corbin, Patsy O'Shea, and Robert Lee. Alexander Semler composed the score and conducted the orchestra. Next week, the Columbia Workshop will present The Bus That Nobody Loved by Maurice Dolbier. Terry Lafferty will direct. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's our story for today. If you want to hear more from the Columbia Workshop, more strange tales, or more old-time radio, just visit relicradio.com. You'll find all the other podcasts listed on the front page, alongside links to our Shoutcast stream and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. So this is all made possible. Thanks, as always, to those who have. And thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Sunday with a story from the creaking door and another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales. Strange Tales is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.